talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange. Read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a getaway Friday, Friday, July the 20th, 2018. You're tuned into the Exchange Club. Charlie Evers, Marge Hazelett join me, and we have had four prize pickups in the first 3 hours we've been open today. Reverend Lippert was our fourth pickup. We've only got two people left to pick up their gifts that they have won this week. And before we get into our current event show here, because we have become kind of the giveaway station, I thought we'd do that here on this show. Now, I'm going to give you a question, and you have up until 1 o'clock to chime in with the answer. And we'll give you something. We'll give you Zumbezi Bay or Columbus Zoo or whatever. We're like, who used to be that guy who was giveaways? Everything must go.
Really?
We're like a swap market? Swap shop. I don't know. Swap meet. That's what I was looking for. We should go on Password. We got it together.
You
there.
And I are together.
You and I are together. Here is the question for the hour. What didn't Florence Harding do that most married women do? Now, they still do this, but she didn't do it. What didn't Florence Harding do that most women do? That's the trivia question. You have 45 minutes to figure that out. Take a guess. Venture. I won't tell if you're right or wrong.
I have no idea.
What do you think she didn't do that most women do? Married women.
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure that didn't happen. I tell you, the more I get into this Florence Harding book, the more I realize why she wouldn't kiss her husband. But, what did Florence Harding not do as a married person that most women do?
I'll be anxious to hear from people.
Yeah, we'll see if they can get... chime in anytime in the next 45 minutes.
Probably didn't cook.
740-383... It could be. Take a guess. 740-383-9944. I think we've got Zumbezi Bay. I think we've got Columbus Zoo. I think we've got Tecumseh. Somebody switched up yesterday, went from the Wilds to Tecumseh.
Yeah.
So we've got Wilds tickets. We've got Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil. Automobiles only. So the question is, the question of the day, what didn't Florence Harding do that most married women do? That's the question. 740-383-9944. Now, we have to do some housekeeping on the story last week because there have been some new developments in this Stormy Daniels thing in Ohio. Now, because we had some consternation on this last week, so we got to clear this up. Number one, first thing is, she's coming back to Ohio. She was such a hit last week. She's coming back the beginning of August, first and second. And the second thing is, not only were the charges dropped against her, but they were dropped against the other two people. Because last week we had the discussion that the reason she had the charges pressed was because she was not an employee of the club. Well, the two people who were employees of the club, the charges were dropped against them as well. So now, back to question number one, why were these people arrested?
Yeah, good question.
Well, last week that was the answer, was because she was, the news said that last week, that she was not an employee, but the other two were.
That's right.
Well,
yeah.
Now the other two have had the charges dropped, so why did they arrest them?
Okay, here's the thing that they come up, the policemen were not considered customers since they were undercover, more or less, they can't be considered patrons. So whatever was done to them didn't count.
But I thought the law is you can't hit anybody with a body part in one of those establishments.
Well, apparently that's not totally true.
Well, the point of this is not the salacious part. But the problem is this. This law has been on the book for 5 years, and nobody was ever arrested for it. In 5 years, nobody has ever been arrested for it. These three were arrested, and the charges have been dropped against all three of them. Now, Marge, what do you think happened?
I don't know.
I mean, do you think that the police officers were acting correctly here?
I really don't know much about the case.
Well, that's what we know.
They
that's,
thought they were acting correctly until a lawyer stepped in and read the fine print.
But why had nobody ever been arrested for this in 5 years? I'm sure this had happened somewhere in Columbus. And they tried to put out this excuse that, well, she wasn't an employee, so we're going to drop the charges against her, but not against the other two ladies. Mm. Well, now the charges have been dropped against the other two ladies. And there is an investigation now. So I guess the question is, why is everything so political? Because that's the only thing I can think as to why this would be done. Mm-hmm. Because we all know why we know Stormy Daniels. We know her because of her relationship with President Trump.
Unfortunately, she's got millions of dollars worth of free publicity.
Well, that's the problem. And again, as I said last week, one of the reasons we're talking about this story, not only because it happened 45 minutes up the road, but the other reason we're talking about it is because police officers are brave. I couldn't do that job. They put their lives on the line. They work long hours. They don't get paid what they should. And it makes them look bad when something like this happens. And I don't understand why this happened if not for political motivation.
I wonder, did they have their body cameras on?
I don't know. You know, I bet you, though, somebody was videotaping it. You can't go anywhere anymore without somebody flipping out a cell phone with some kind of camera on it. But the law, from what I understand, is kind of it's a benign law. Nobody's been arrested for it. So what would spur that police officer to arrest these three people, and then the police department itself drops all charges against all three within 10 days of the event? And now she's booked. All you did was give her more publicity. Now she's booked for another 2 days in Columbus in the beginning of August, I believe it is.
It'd be interesting to talk to the police chief to see what she says about it.
Well, she has said she wasn't there. So she has said, we're going to investigate this to see if it was politically motivated, because she can't understand why this happened. She's the one who I think made the call to drop the charges.
Didn't the lawyer step into her, big time lawyer?
But he hasn't pressed charges. He wants to see what the investigation brings out.
Oh, okay.
But why is it? I mean, we can't even talk politics. There was a time when you could talk about politics without everybody getting so upset and angry and overwrought. What has happened now? Why you can't do anything anymore without people labeling you as something?
You can't have a state fair unless you start talking about what happened last year.
Yes.
That's all you hear on the news now. Mm-hmm. They talk about the opening of the state fair, but the same company is still there. But, you know, why can't they
drop it and let it go?
Yeah.
It was a tragedy.
Yeah.
Well, I think certain stories do have legs. I think if things are still happening, then you have to talk about them. Now, that state fair story, to me, that doesn't have legs. Why is that still being talked about?
Well, news people like to dig into things like that because they think that, you know, that attracts viewers or listeners.
Well, unfortunately, that is the name of the game. Whoever gets the biggest crowd makes the most money and wins. It's not, we don't base it on the quality of the work. We base it on the quantity.
Right.
So what do you do until we decide that we're not going to base our media on who draws the biggest crowd? How can you blame the media for going after salacious things?
And the reason they want a bigger audience is they can charge more for their commercials, period.
That's right. Yes. It's a money
it's
thing
money.
In the end. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we don't know why it happened. I think the investigation will be interesting, though, because I would like to know why this officer arrested them, why the charges were dropped so quickly, mm-hmm. why the police chief didn't stand behind the officers. There has been no lawsuit filed as of mm-hmm. yet, but if this investigation turns into something that it was politically motivated, well, the city of Columbus could have a lawsuit against them now, and that's going to cost them some dough for one bad moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand that.
Well, the only thing, you know, you can't go by anything but what you hear in the news. And in the news, they try to say these policemen that were there were not legally patrons. And so the law is that, you know, since they weren't patrons, they shouldn't have charged or made those charges. I don't know.
Well, you think, because last week we were wrapping Stormy Daniels by saying, well, she should know the laws of the strip clubs, but shouldn't the police officers know the laws in their own city?
Well, apparently they didn't.
Right.
They weren't really knowledgeable in whatever.
Well, that's what I say. The problem is what, it comes down to money. It's not about what happened. If it was just about what happened, we could dust it under the rug.
Right.
But does the city of Columbus want to get sued by a national, for one false swoop here?
What would happen in Marion? Do we have any laws against strip clubs in Marion?
I think it's an Ohio law that you can't touch.
I think it is, too, if I remember right.
You can't. It's only been there for 5 years, but nobody's ever been arrested on it.
Okay, but is it legal to have a strip club in Marion?
You know, I think the city has to vote on that. I think no. It's a zoning
thing.
Do we
have one here?
I don't think. Well, we have one close.
We had one for a little while on South Main, didn't we?
I don't know. I never.
Or was that a gay club?
What was it? What was it called?
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
It was
either.
Just north of the hot dog place.
There was a same-sex club. I think it was on Main Street at one point.
Yeah, on the west side. It didn't last too long.
No, but, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But I do think it has to do with the city. I think the owner of the club has to say, you know, we want to come to your city, and the city council can vote it down. And I highly unlikely with 168 churches in Marion, we're going to be having any strip clubs come in here anytime soon. I wouldn't expect that. But, you know, it's one of those things, again.
But you don't know.
A lot of people patronize those places.
We got that many churches, but we still have crime in Marion.
Well, I don't know that church offsets crime. We would like to say no crime, but you can't stop people from committing crime. So I think the problem is that I never really understood legislating things like that in casinos anyway, because if you don't feel it's right to go to those places or to go to casinos, then don't go. Just because it's in your town, do you think that's going to attract something?
What about in Warsaw, Ohio, where there's a strip club across from a church? They have all kinds of problems over there.
Well, but who's causing the problems?
Well, I don't. But I think they started to get along with one another.
Good.
The last I heard.
You know, there's one thing I have learned in life. You can't control anybody but yourself.
That's right.
So if somebody wants to do something, you gotta let them do it. I mean, we have our own salacious past here in Marion with the president we elected, but we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about it. I mean, we really have become a little highbrow, I think. We, you know, affairs and strip clubs and so on and so forth. We're just stick our nose up at that. Well, this stuff's been going on more than 100 years. The oldest profession in the world is prostitution. I mean, I hate to say it, but it is.
And it was mentioned in the Bible.
There you go. So the investigation will come down, and I'm sure we'll talk about it when the investigation comes out, but I would not want to be the officers Or, but I don't think you can sue the officers. I think you have to sue the police department.
The city.
So the city would have to pick up the tab on this, and I wonder how the mayor will feel about that one.
And in the meantime, Stormy Daniels continues to make the big bucks.
Well, and that's what you thought somebody would have taken into account, that arresting her was going to be high publicity. I mean, wouldn't you have thought that? I would have.
Well, it sure gained its publicity, that's for sure.
And she's got two more bookings in Columbus. So I guess in the end, she wins that war of words.
I wonder how much they're paying her, because that's going to triple, quadruple their business.
It will. It will. She's doing well around the country for whatever reason.
And she doesn't have to have much of a wardrobe either.
No, she doesn't. And she spent a little money on enhancements, from what I understand. But the trivia question does still remain. What didn't Florence Harding do that most married women do? Think about that. 740-383-9944. What didn't Florence Harding do that most married women do?
Grocery shopping.
Yeah, that was it. Grocery shopping. 740-383-9944. And we've got some tickets to give away. Now, we'll just spend a little bit of time on this one because it was the big news story of the week. What did you make of the president of Russia and the president of the United States getting together, Marge? What did you make of that on Monday?
I don't know. I'm just scared to death of that guy.
Well, they're going to meet again, you know, this fall.
In America, right before the elections. Mm-hmm. Why? Now, here's the thing. We got time here. I want to have a serious discussion of this without, you know, oh, people are out to get Trump or people are out to do this. Now, I want to think about this. Now, this is what happened this week. President Trump got up there with Putin and said, I don't have any reason to believe that Russia would have inflicted our election.
Wouldn't, yeah.
Then the next day he said he spoke wrong. Now that's a bunch of bull. I hate to say it. Does anybody believe that? Do you believe that?
No.
Do you believe he really just meant to say would and said wouldn't? Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm going to take a wild guess on that Florence Harding question.
Go ahead.
She didn't cook, clean house, or do dishes.
She might not have, but that's not what I'm looking for. That's not the thing.
Most women do. Yep, bye.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. No, the question is, what did Florence Harding not do that most married women do? You still have 27 minutes left to answer it.
And she was famous for something she cooked. What is it they keep
bringing
it up? Yeah,
there's something in a book. Yeah. I don't know, but that's the question. What did Florence Harding not do that most married women do? But, okay, back to the Trump thing here, because this is very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Marge says she's scared to death here. Did anybody believe that he meant to say wouldn't when he said would? Because that was his excuse.
He makes a lot of excuses.
I don't understand that.
But I tell you, I got tired of hearing that story over and over and over and over and over.
Well, the problem is this. The problem is the reason this is scary. You know, for whatever else President Trump does, people can like him or hate him. If you voted for him, good. If you didn't vote for him, good. Whatever you want to do. The problem is, I don't think people really understand Russia. I think they see it just as another country. This is a guy who is helping Assad kill people, kill his own people, funding it.
Yes.
This is a guy who's trying to take over Crimea, which we have already said is illegal. This is a guy who has his political opponents jailed and killed.
Mm-hmm.
This is a murderous, vindictive, evil guy. To top it all off, he's meddled in our elections. The CIA has said that assuredly. President Trump's own security director has said it. The FBI has said it. And they said he's trying to do it again this year. Why does President Trump have such a hard time telling him that?
Did they ever have the interpreter for Trump actually able to say what they said.
Oh, and that was
privately.
That was a sad thing because the Democrats called for it and the Republicans blocked it. Now, why, if nothing bad was said, why not know what was said?
Right.
And why did they have to meet in private? I'm willing to take an understanding here. I mean, you know, a lot of what he does is questionable to a lot of people. But if anybody can give me a logical reason why he did this, no other country has attacked us in many years. Russia has.
Right.
We know it. So why is that the person he's nicest to?
There's something wrong.
There's something not right there.
That's
what
right.
is it? What's your guess, Marge?
I wouldn't even want to venture.
So what will happen when he comes to visit the White House this fall?
I don't know. Probably has a bomb in his back pocket.
Well, you don't know. I mean, why does he... I mean, the other thing that Trump said that bothered me was, we're going to let him interview the investigators here in the United States? You're going to let the criminal see how we caught him? I mean, for all of President Trump's shortcomings that people think he has, the one thing I always hear is he's America first. He's a, you hit me and I'm going to hit you 10 times harder. I'll tell you where to go. Except in the case of Russia. And it's been that way since day one.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he so afraid of Putin?
What does he have on him?
That's the question. Because that's the scary thing. If the president of the United States is compromised, what's he giving away in these meetings? And I'm not even saying that's President Trump's fault. I mean, it'd be a terrible thing to be compromised by a murderous dictator like this. But why? I don't understand. If that
would think we'll ever find out why?
Well, I think that Mueller is in. We've had over 100 indictments last Friday, 7 days ago. 12 Russians were indicted. Then we've got a Russian spy who was funneling money into the NRA. I mean, when are we going to say that Hillary Clinton won that election? I mean, my goodness!
I don't know, but she won it.
Well, clearly, I mean, we have gotten to the point now where these Russians were not. And did you, Charlie, we haven't been on it. I forgot. It's been a week. Last Friday afternoon, when did you see the indictment of these 12 Russians?
Mm-hmm.
I read this. They, not Facebook, they hacked into voting booths and got 500,000 people's personal information. 500,000 people.
Yeah, how could they do that?
Because everything's electronic. How close are we to saying that they changed votes? How could you hack into... Remember this, Donald Trump only won the election by 70,000 votes. And here's another question. Did you hear the other thing about the indictment last week? The day that Trump stood up there and said, Russia, find Hillary's emails, they looked. They looked that day.
Really?
That's in the indictment. And to top it all off, forget the election, they had access to our power grids. They could have shut us down. This is very serious for the United States. The guy in Washington, Coates, is saying the light is flashing red, that this could be a 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if they decided to shut down the power grid in winter? How many people would die?
Right.
That's for sure.
But what do we keep do? We keep saying, well, it's just President Trump. Well, he won the election. We got to get serious about this. It's time to stop this and come together and be Americans, not Republicans and Democrats. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that they and I don't know that President Trump knew. Maybe he didn't know. I've not seen the evidence that he did know that this was going on. But Hillary got shafted. We're all pretty clear of that.
Why did the Russians want Hillary to lose?
That's another good question.
Yeah, that's
why?
The one I'd like to know why.
And we know that for sure, that all their information was to demean her and to prop up Donald Trump. What? And that was another thing on Monday. They asked him flat out. They asked Putin, I wanted Trump to win. That's what he said.
Is that what he said?
He said that. Mm-hmm. Why? What if Trump was the hard-nosed negotiator, America first? There are a lot of questions here that don't make any sense.
So what did they think that Trump could do for him?
That's right. Well, why are these meetings so secret? The yesterday, Coates, his CIA director, said he doesn't even know what went on in that private meeting. Why do these meetings have to be so private?
Do they have to be?
They don't have to be, no.
I mean, is it illegal to have a private meeting with a...
Not illegal, but when you add up all these things, it's a little suspect. I mean, why... Marge, what do you think is going on? Because this is, you know, when I say elections don't have consequences, well, this could have a gigantic consequence. If they shut down the power, if Hillary Clinton's votes were changed, if they did have 500,000 people's private information, why? What was it about Donald Trump that so motivated Vladimir Putin to do this? We know he didn't like Obama, but he didn't help Obama. He didn't try to hurt Obama. What was it about Trump that he wanted to get involved?
Well, it's a good question to be answered sometime.
Well, you know what's interesting to me, and I'll just say this for the point being, at this particular juncture, I never understood, and I don't understand to this day, the last election, 2016, they took polls in 50 states. The polls were only off in three states, the states he won, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. All the other states, the polls were dead on. Texas, Ohio, Florida, they pretty much turned out the way they said they would, except in those three states. Now, why was the polling in those three states so off?
I don't know. Why?
Well, we know that they had access to 500,000 people.
Oh, okay, so the Russians did that.
Yeah, the Russians did that.
Well, they've pretty well said
that.
Okay,
all right.
Well, I think we're going to find out. And
why did they pick those states? They were most important.
They could have been the most vulnerable. They could have been the closest. They could have been a lot of things. I don't know why what went down, but it's very clear that they did this, and I am just scared to death that, because do you know the United States and Russia control 90% of the nuclear weapons in the world?
Mm-hmm. An awful lot, yeah.
And can you imagine if they've got one on us, if they've got one on the president?
But what good would it do to if Russia did drop some bombs on us and eliminate the United States? What good would it do them?
I don't think that's what they're doing. Trump's behavior...
Well, if they shut off the electric grid, we would all die or something terrible would happen. Russia could step right in and take over.
That's a good question. They had access to it, but they didn't do it. And here's what I think the reason is. What I really think is going on is... I think you got to keep an eye on NATO. Why is President Trump so anti-NATO? Because that is what was put in place after World War II, so we would never have a world war. And we haven't had one. If we pull out of that, or if that becomes shaky, they're not going to come to our defense. And if we pull out, then they shut our grids down. You know, coincidentally, I did look this up. Do you know in all the time since World War II, do you know the only time that a country called on somebody to help them? It's only happened one time since World War II.
Who was that?
Us. After 9/11.
Oh, okay.
That's the only time a country has ever used NATO's powers.
Okay, how was it used?
We called on them to say, give us airspace to fly into Afghanistan. That's why Britain marched in with us to Iraq. You know, we talked last week about Britain and fighting them in the beginning, but, you know, Britain also is the only country that went in with us to Iraq. They stood beside us and fought, and now all of a sudden we hate them? I mean, I don't understand why we dislike Germany, we dislike Great Britain, we dislike Canada, we dislike Mexico, but we like Russia. And I think that's Putin's game with Trump. Mm-hmm. I think he's saying, bust up NATO, because then, let's say we pull out of NATO, which has been threatened, Okay? If Russia then does go into Crimea, or Russia goes into Germany, they have nuclear weapons, Russia. We're not obligated to help them. And this is what happened in World War II. So that's the scary thing. You don't want a World War III. And we haven't had one, so NATO must have worked. So I don't know. That's what it is, and we'll find the answer to it. But on to something hopefully a little more flowery for the day. But that's scary. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that is a scary thing. And, you know, I watched that meeting with him I watched the whole 45-minute thing, and my mouth could have hit the floor because I didn't think he would act like that. You know, I just thought, that's never... We were the company, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. We were, get your missiles out of Cuba.
And yes, Russia used to say they would bury us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're getting there.
Yes, they are.
They're getting there. This Putin is he's a KGB thug.
And why can't he see that?
Well, I think President Trump's not a dumb man. There's
really
something there. But I don't think it's the salacious stuff. What I really think it is money.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know, because we never got the tax return, where Trump got his money from when he was close to bankruptcy in Atlantic City. We don't know where that came
from. You think maybe Russia gave him the money to get out of bankruptcy?
Russian oligarchs, they very well could have.
Mm-hmm.
And think if they called in their debts on President Trump. I think that's what it is, and I think that's also why they wanted him to be president, because they knew they had something over him and not something over Hillary Clinton. So we're headed for something. The day the Mueller investigation comes out, I tell you what, I would, you know, we talk about Cold War. Get your cans and your stuff, because that's going to be an ugly day if we find out that this.
That's right. They're running commercials on radio for the food riot. When it comes, you'll have food if you buy their 25-year-old.
Jim Baker and Swigert might be right on this one.
That's right. But if you had all this food in your house and your neighbor didn't, how long do you think you'd live before your neighbor killed you and took your food?
Well, let me ask you this. When the Mueller investigation becomes public, if it says that Donald Trump is in debt to Putin and votes were changed in these states, what do you think people are going to do in this country?
Oh, riot.
That's right.
That'd be the end of the United States, won't it?
And over this.
Yeah.
Where? And but you know what? Obama's to blame here, too. This happened on his watch. Why didn't he tell people that? I know he didn't have all the facts, but why didn't he say, listen, they're investigating Trump. They think he's got Russian ties. Shouldn't we have known that as voters before we cast our vote? There's a lot of blame to go around, and I hate to say it, but you know the only person who comes out clean in this is Hillary Clinton, because she wasn't in the government at that time. She had left her job 4 years prior to that, and I don't know if she did any underhanded dealings with other countries. So
no,
we'll see what happens. I don't. It's a.
Well, I don't think I'm going to sleep forever now.
I never thought we'd get to this point. But
man,
this
I'm just laying in bed thinking about all this.
But the interesting thing is what. 100 years ago, did Florence Harding not do that most married women do? It's a very common thing.
Yep.
Married women still do it today.
She didn't drive a car, did she?
I don't know if that has anything. This is particularly related to marriage.
Oh, okay.
What did Florence Harding not do that most married women do? And they still do it today. And back in those days, I think it would have been even more incumbent on her to do it, and especially since she was the first lady. So what didn't she do that most people do? 740-383-9944. Got about 10 minutes left. Now, here's something for Ohio. Distracted driving. Here's something for Marion. Distracted driving in Marion is up 2,000% in 2016.
Yeah, that's why they have a campaign going on today.
They do. Today is Distracted Driving Day. What's wrong with people? Why are they trying to text while they drive? Why are they on the phone?
Yeah, why are they doing that?
Because they can't resist it.
Why?
It's
that ding goes off and they got to look?
The other day, I was in two different establishments. Everybody was on their smartphone. and there was so silence. Nobody was talking. They were all in a row on their smartphones. So what are you going to do? It's become a way of life for these people. Yesterday, a lady came over the white line toward me, and she finally straightened up. When she went by me, I saw she was bent down with looking at her
phone. But we have always had people, women clean out their purses, men clean out their billfolds, people clean their windshields. But they don't do it while they're driving. Why?
Some women do their hair while they're driving.
Well, I think it's stoplight.
Or eat sandwiches.
But I don't know if that's like, you have to look down to text somebody.
Yeah.
You can eat a sandwich still looking at the road. I don't, what has happened?
I don't know.
But now, the other thing, all the new cars have that screen between you and your passenger, and if you look down at that screen, that's distracted driving.
So why do they put it in there?
Well, because they think it will sell cars.
See, this is like the discussion we had last week. On July 31st, all HUD buildings will be outlawed smoking. Well, how do you do? Why are you still selling them if you're trying to outlaw it everywhere? Why don't you just outlaw selling them, and then you wouldn't have the issue?
Because it'd be against the law to outlaw selling cigarettes or tobacco.
Why?
You, or you mean the,
make
the
a
HUD?
Law. Make a law. That says,
yeah,
we're
try to make a law. Just try. Now, some of these guys campaigning for Congress, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going. They can't do anything without others gaining, you know, joining in with them. But they don't say that in the commercials.
Yeah, but why? I mean, we have outlawed smoking in public places. We've outlawed it in hospitals. We've outlawed it now in, as of July 31st, HUD appropriated buildings, which is senior homes and so on. Why are we still selling them? What are you saying? And sit in
the
car?
There's no law that says against.
Yeah, but we're creating laws that outlaw it everywhere else.
But we haven't created a law that prohibits. And if we did, there'd be a black market, just like in drugs, marijuana, and everything. A black market would soon erupt.
Yeah, but the question is again, I've never smoked a day in my life, but how can I go into your house and tell you you can no longer do something?
I don't know.
I mean, is that correct, Marge?
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't smoke, but
I don't
if
either.
You do, I don't know how you can, if you're paying rent, you know, I understand there's, you have to repaint the place when the person leaves, but you know, that's their, the problem
they're
is they're,
paying, yeah they're paying,
they're
I don't
paying,
know how you do that.
They've already, they're living there. You know, what are you going to do the first time they do it?
Is it through a lawyer or a group of lawyers that will step in and?
Well, probably. Then we'll have more litigation.
But would the people that live in HUD homes be able to afford a lawyer?
I don't know. I just think, what is the repercussion going to be? I mean, do you call the police if the manager smells you smoking in your room? I mean, how do you even know?
I don't know. How do they find all this stuff out? There's somebody that squeals on them?
Maybe.
Because somebody gets paid off?
Well, the managers of these buildings are not there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if a person smokes at night, how are they going to know?
Well, they'll get somebody to squeal on people. I smell smoke.
You know, that's what it'll be.
Get the Russians in.
You'll get these busybodies. You'll get these busybodies now who will be running to the office first thing Monday morning and saying, oh, from Jody's apartment down there, I smelled smoke on Saturday night.
Out from under the door.
Yeah. I mean, good Lord, get a life.
They probably have a sensor or something that's hooked up.
I think this is the most crazy thing I've ever heard. It's like outlaw. Well, you can't drink in your apartment. How would that go over?
Yeah, you can still drink, I'm sure.
You can still drink.
But why?
Just take up a new habit. I guess.
Boy, turn on this radio and you'll find out.
Well, I don't. Yeah. That has not been.
We got all these questions, but no answers.
We got no. Right. We need investigation.
We need an answer.
We need it. I don't know what the answer is. But I think that a lot of police officers are going to be called out to these buildings. And I don't think that's going to go very well.
No, I don't either.
Is there a specific law against distracted driving?
Yes, I believe so. I think it's a secondary offense, though.
Okay, but now the State Patrol's on this campaign this weekend to cite distracted drivers.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
Lord, I don't even know if I'm...
Wouldn't you just say I wasn't on my phone? I mean, how are they going to prove that?
I said.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Well, there must be a way they're... Or they wouldn't conducting a big campaign.
I don't understand it. I think the campaign is just don't do it. You know, please don't do it. But I do want to mention we've got 5 minutes left here, and nobody got this one yesterday. We got all these trivia questions answered yesterday, but nobody can get this one, and it's so simple. What didn't Florence Harding do that most married women do? Now, think of what married women do. Think of certain things that married women are obligated to do that they still do today. And what would one of those things be? That
clean the bathroom.
That's an obligation of a married woman?
You ever see a married man do it?
Yes.
Well, my husband did.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Now see, we learn things all here together.
Yeah, okay.
So your husband cleaned the toilet.
He had his own potty room. I had my own potty room. He cleaned his, I cleaned mine.
There you go.
Wow.
Clean and simple. To the point. But let's spend...
Maybe you should never clean a spittoon.
A spittoon?
Yeah.
What, is that a woman's thing, too? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Here's a second. Let me turn this radio down.
I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Sexual relations.
You know, I don't know how much of that went on, but that's not it. Thank you.
Okay.
What did he say?
Sexual relations.
Oh, well.
I'm sure not that wasn't going
on
either.
Oh, no, but it's probably a good
idea. Well, it wasn't going on with her. It was going on with other people, just not her. But, no, it's something very... It's not salacious. It's very simple. It's just something that she didn't do that most married women do.
So?
So what?
So.
Go ahead, caller.
So. Yeah, she didn't cook.
That's not it, no.
Okay.
Didn't cook. She didn't have relations.
Oh, they make a big thing out of what she cooked.
She didn't cook, though. She did cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not what she did.
But she didn't really have to,
this
probably.
This is not male-female thing. I want somebody to get it. It's not a male-female thing. What did she was married to Warren G. You know, he was out many nights. Many, many nights. I don't know if he did it. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, caller.
She didn't wear a wedding ring.
You got it. She didn't wear her wedding ring.
Is that right?
That's what it was.
Oh, I thought you...
Yes.
Well.
Are you eligible, sir, for a prize?
Oh, that's okay. I don't really need one.
Hey,
just making a guess.
I appreciate that. Good guess,
didn't
sir.
Wear a ring.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
What did you tell me
she
earlier?
Didn't wear her wedding ring. That's right.
Did she ever say why?
Do you have to ask? Look at her husband.
She should have said why. If people questioned her about it.
I don't know that they questioned her. I think they just noticed that she never wore her wedding ring. You know how many affairs this man had?
My husband had a problem with that. I never cooked with my wedding ring on, nothing like that.
Florence Harding did not wear her wedding ring.
I didn't wear mine a lot either.
But that's something most married women do.
I'm surprised he wore one.
Well, I'm sure that thing came off and on like a light switch. Do you know how many times this man was involved with other people?
I don't know.
And today we think that Trump is something, you know.
I don't know.
Can you imagine what it was like back then, especially if we had the media we do today?
Well, he was the media.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
Requisite.
Not like today.
Why do you think he was so amorous? What was it?
He was a very... supposedly handsome person and very nice personality, and the women loved him.
But he didn't have to love them.
Well.
I mean, we heard the story that he, 3 years into the marriage, slept with Florence Harding's best childhood friend, and she got pregnant, and there was an abortion. I mean, this man was... Hoo-yee-yee. And how about we now know Nan Britton is correct? He conceived a child in the cloakroom of the White House.
But was he a president?
Yes.
At the time?
Yes.
Was he?
You know...
Or was he a senator?
When the baby was conceived, yes. I believe president. Because Elizabeth, I believe, was born between 20 and 23.
Okay.
But you know what's interesting? I think Elizabeth might be the only child conceived in the White House.
Could be.
You know what I was thinking?
How would you know?
Well...
We've had a lot of presidents that were quite amorous.
But in the White House? See, why... He had Secret Service. Now, he couldn't get out of the White House to have his little trysts.
He wanted to be caught.
I don't think he ever... Okay, here's a question. We've got 2 minutes left. Do you think Florence knew about all his little love nests?
She probably did.
Did she just not care?
But you know what? I'm afraid there's so much going on that side. Did we ever talk about the good things that he accomplished?
Yeah, we talk about those. He established the VA. He pardoned Debs, who was wrongly imprisoned for criticizing the war.
How did he handle the riots after World War One?
I don't know. How
this
did he...
country was rioting.
Well, but I...
Before and after.
Was he a smart man, or was Florence the real brains there?
She probably was the real brains.
That's why she took that wedding ring, and she said, you can take this and shove this where the sun don't shine.
I just think she was born above George Katsotis' restaurant.
Flo?
Yeah.
Now, how do we know that?
It's in the history. I mean...
Now, how do people know that? I mean, that's what... I mean, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but how do we know?
What happened?
Florence was born on South Main Street above her father's hardware store. They lived up there.
So she was a home birth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well,
most
yeah,
of
probably,
us
yeah.
Back then.
Nobody preserved that?
I don't know, but it's pretty well known that she was born on South Main Street above where George Katsotis had a restaurant.
I wonder where her wedding ring ended up.
Maybe she never had one.
Katsotis, maybe he'll know.
Well, Harding, where did his wedding ring end up? You know, I was reading that book that you gave me, Charlie, and apparently when he was with Carrie Phillips, I mean, they were on the tables and on the... Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's an interesting book, isn't it?
He just... Yeah, he's an... I did not realize... I mean, I knew he was an amorous guy, but I didn't realize to the length that he was...
That's a book of at least 400 pages.
Who has the book? I'd like to read that.
I'll tell you, the author will be on this program very soon.
Is that right?
I've talked to him, yes.
Oh, you did? You
I did.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
So he'll be on. Actually, the anniversary of Harding's death is August 2nd, and I think that's when he's going to be on.
No kidding.
So,
now, is he going to sell books?
You can buy the book. We can pass it around. I'll give it to you.
Okay, I'd like
to
read it.
Yeah, he gave me it. I must have bought it, but he signed it. You know, to me, because I took him on a tour of Marion, showed him all the places that he wrote about in his book.
And we are done for this day. Charlie Everett's coming up. Lots of giveaways.
WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH